where as a common labourer he would work on the night shift. In this way, he came into the world of the ordinary people to be with them. He shared in their struggles and pains so that he could know them and they could really know him. Now, this is what God, our Creator, has done. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. From all eternity, the Word was with God and the Word was God. The Word is God's Son through whom he made the whole universe. And that first Christmas, it's as if the Word took off his rich robes and royal rings and his turban and came down to be with us, born as a poor baby. He entered our world, shared our struggles and pains, so that we can really know him. If I may speak personally for a moment, I'm naturally a skeptical person. My background is in science and engineering, but there are many reasons why I believe in God. One is the beauty of this world: a tree, a dog, a sunset. For me, this beauty is best understood not as the product of chance, but of a wonderful Creator. Another reason I believe in God is what we are as human beings. We're so much more than just bundles of chemicals or biological machines. We are persons. We have a conscience, creativity, a need to love and be loved. Where did all that is personal within us come from? From some impersonal process? The impersonal plus time plus chance? No, I believe the Bible is right. We are made in the image of a personal God, a God who is love. But the main reason I believe in God is the real historical person of Jesus Christ. When I look at his unfailing compassion, the unfathomable depths of his simple teaching, at his unabashed claims to be the Son of God, at his mighty resurrection from the dead, I'm convinced that he was and is the Word made flesh. Now, of course, there's so much about God that we can't understand. Our minds cannot comprehend the wonder of our Creator coming into his creation. But it does mean this: God who made us loves us. He's not hiding from us. Like that Persian prince, he came into our world. He came as a human we can understand and relate to so that we can know him for ourselves. That's God's gift of togetherness. It means God doesn't have to be a stranger this Christmas. He came into the world to be together with us, so that we can know him. That takes us to the other part of God's gift to us that first Christmas, God's gift of forgiveness. John, our writer, who himself followed Jesus, writes this: "We have seen his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Now, grace is love. But it is a special kind of love. Grace is undeserved, forgiving love. And Jesus came from the Father full of grace. He came to bring God's gift of forgiveness. Now, I guess we've all had the experience of opening a gift which we don't want or need. What do you say at that moment when you unwrap it? It's a dilemma, isn't it? We don't want to lie, but we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Well, a friend told me three useful phrases for that moment when you open up the luminous reindeer or the Dutch clogs or whatever it is. Three things you might say. You can say, "Oh, Jane, you shouldn't have." Perfectly true, isn't it? Or maybe you prefer to say, "James, I don't deserve this." Perfectly true once again. Or my personal favourite for that awkward moment: "Oh, Joanna, you've done it again." Useful phrases. Although, don't try them with anyone here this evening, because, of course, they'll know what you really mean. Well, I wonder what you make of God's gift of forgiveness. Maybe you say, "I don't need it." But, friends, this is a gift we all need more than anything else. The Bible tells us that God made us to live in relationship with him, to love and obey him. We are capable of great good, but as a human race, all of us, me included, have turned our backs on God. We rarely thank him for the things he gives us. At times we ignore him. At times we choose to do the very things which we sense he doesn't want us to do. In the process, we cause pain and suffering to those around us. We don't like hearing about sin, as it's known, but it does explain all the conflict and cruelty in the world. And this is so serious. The Bible tells us that God is perfectly good and pure. And so our sins, before they're forgiven, form a barrier between us and God. They separate us from fellowship with God now. And if our sins are not forgiven, well, they will separate us from God and from all his good gifts for eternity, which is what the Bible calls hell. And that is why it is such good news that at the first Christmas, Jesus came from the Father full of grace. He came to bring God's undeserved forgiving love to those who had turned their backs on him. Jesus lived the one perfect human life. So when he died on the cross, he wasn't paying for his own sins. No, he was paying for our sins. So that if only we will receive it from him, we can have God's gift of forgiveness. Now, the wonderful thing about grace is that anyone can receive it. No matter who we are, no matter what we've done, no matter how many times we've done it, we can receive grace because it is undeserved, forgiving love. Now, it's great if you're covered in mud to have it all washed off. It's wonderful to have a debt forgiven. It's life-changing to have a criminal record removed. But nothing can compare to God's gift of forgiveness. Knowing that through faith in Jesus Christ, all our sins have been washed away. Knowing that God has received us as his beloved children, that he's with us to guide us and help us, and that he's at work within us to help us love and as he does, and that he will take us to be with him forever. So what will we do this year with God's gift of forgiveness? Back in October, I read in The Week magazine about an art gallery in northern Italy. At this art gallery, they'd managed to acquire a valuable installation of small sculptures from a renowned modern artist. They were delighted to have this new piece in their collection. However, when the cleaners came in the first morning after the masterpiece had been delivered, they didn't realise what these new objects were. And so the cleaners swept them up and chucked them in the bin. When the directors of the gallery came in later that day, they found that the masterpiece had gone. The cleaners had thrown it away. Well, we smile at those Italian cleaners in the art gallery. But many people make the same mistake every year with God's gift of forgiveness. When Christmas is over, they throw it away with all the wrapping paper. And so they reach the end of their lives without God's forgiveness. Friends, don't make that mistake. To ask Jesus Christ into our life is a big step. When Christ comes in, he comes in to be in charge, to show us how to live as he would like in every area. But it is a wonderful step because he brings God's forgiveness and the living presence of God into our lives. Well, you may say, I need to think more about these things this Christmas time. One way to do that would be to take one of these booklets. It's called A Very Different Christmas. It's new out this year. I found this extremely helpful. They're available for you to take as a gift, and it explains more of what I've been talking about this evening. They're on a little table just in the middle back there, and also by the door. If you'd like to read more about these things, I think you would find this helpful. Another way to find out more is to join us for Christianity Explored in the new year. This is a relaxed course that has helped many to unwrap God's Christmas gift for themselves. And all the information about those evenings is on these cards, One Life, what's it all about in the same places. Well, I don't know what's on your Christmas list this year. Maybe now you've heard about those other ones, you'll be asking for a snake cannon, or a book about potatoes, or even a moustache. Well, there's nothing better than receiving God's gift of forgiveness and togetherness. In a moment, I'll say a short prayer. If you'd like to, at the end of the prayer, you can make it your own by saying Amen quietly in your heart. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, thank you that you came into the world that first Christmas so that we can know God our Creator. Please come into our lives or stay in our lives to be in charge and to bring us forgiveness and the living presence of God with us. Amen.